You're a Swedish guy and
Yep.
you publish your music on a German record label, Tapete Records from Hamburg.
Yeah.
Why not a Swedish or British label?
Well, it's just easier to, I mean, I have a Swedish label as well, but it's just easier to get the album out with people that knows the area and knows what's going on. It's hard to, for someone to be in Sweden and to have a control of what's happening in Germany, you know. It's easier for me to work with people in Germany.
And are you better known in Germany than in Sweden, for example?
I don't know. I mean, maybe, yeah. I guess so.
And
It's
why? What
I
do
mean
you
I
think? I mean, do German people like your music more than Swedish?
I think German people in general likes music more than Swedish
Oh,
people.
really? I
Yeah.
didn't know. I didn't know that.
Well, I think that 'cause there's a big difference between the German audience and the Swedish audience. And the German audience really they come to the show and listen to the music and they enjoy being there. And if you compare it to the Swedish audience who goes to the shows and mainly to get drunk
Yeah, I
and then
see. Yeah, to freak out and have fun.
yeah
Okay. So your
and then
music
there's a
is not the
band in the
best
background.
music for that, yeah.
No, not really. I mean,
Yeah.
I enjoy the quiet audience.
So you really write and record a lot of music. It's your ninth studio album, I read, and besides that, a lot of EPs. Where does all the inspiration come from for so much music and
I don't
texts?
know. I don't know. I mean, it's just life in general, I think. There's a lot of things happening and shit happens in life, you know. And not only to me, like to everybody. I mean, things you read in the paper and things you see on TV or hear on the radio. It's a lot of there's a lot of things that can inspire me to write music. And just a never-ending well of ideas.
Yeah.
Life in itself.
And do you also write about political stuff? So I haven't heard it that much in your latest record. It's more about love and loneliness and stuff. But do you also write about
Yeah, well, I mean,
political topics?
there's one song on the new album called "Can You Imagine," which is kind of a political song.
Yeah, it's a kind of protest song even. You
Yeah,
could say so.
you can say so. But I mean, mainly I write about relations and life and death, but and things that happens. But sometimes I've written like a few political songs. But I mean, I try to stay away from being too political, or point any fingers. But sometimes you just can't not do it.
The
When you feel
song.
it, when you feel that something is completely wrong with the world.
The song "Can You Imagine" you mentioned, and I had to think of John Lennon. Imagine, I don't know, it, maybe because he's writing
it is.
protest songs as well. So.
Yeah, it is kind of a reference to his song. You're right there.
Okay. And you once said Stockholm, it's your, the capital of Sweden, would be the reason for your melancholy. But yeah, that's also something new for me, because Stockholm, for me, it's not a melancholy city.
I
It's
guess I don't
rather
know.
a
I don't know when I
busy
said.
and modern city.
Yeah, I don't really know when I said that. I think the melancholy is more of a, because I'm from the northern parts of Sweden, from Luleå. It's way up north, and up there's a big melancholy over everybody. You know, everybody is kind of a. It's a bitter world up there. So, but when I moved to Stockholm, I didn't like living in Stockholm. I live in Gothenburg now, and I enjoy that more than Stockholm. But I guess that why I said that Stockholm was the reason for my melancholy is that I wasn't enjoying life in Stockholm.
Yeah, again. Is it too fast, too busy, too expensive, or what is the problem with
Stockholm?
No,
it's just too stuck up. You know, it's too people are too they have their noses up in the air all the time, and I don't like that. I like big cities. I like Berlin a lot. I like Hamburg. You know, I like New York and Madrid or Milano. You know, but Stockholm, it's too small of a big city and too big of a small town.
Yeah, okay.
You know?
Yeah. And the kind of music you do is definitely very, very calm music. It's classical songwriting, but you used to play in a rock band, Fireside.
Yes.
So how does it fit together? Is it the other side of the same coin for you, or completely different? What would you say?
It's completely different. It's two different things for me, it doesn't. I mean, I have different other bands. I have a punk rock band called Fuck Tornadoes, and I have another alternative country band called Easy October. So I'm doing a lot of more. I'm doing more music than just my solo stuff. But I just like being able to try out different things and play different kind of music and do different things. I don't ever want to settle down in just one thing.
Mm. And it's a good possibility to live your different feelings you have in different styles of music.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Okay.
Just fun. I mean, music is supposed to be fun. I don't enjoy like fun music, but it's supposed to be fun to play music. But as long as it is, then I'm here.
Yeah. So let's switch to your latest record, From Eagle to Sparrow. It's the title.
Yeah.
Eagle, it's this big, strong, dangerous bird, and Sparrow more the small, weak, boring. So what do you want to say, From Eagle to Sparrow? So is it the range you handle with, the things you handle with on the record, or the two extremes?
Well, it's kind of a reference to how fast life can go from you being a big eagle and having confidence in yourself and feeling really good and strong, and then all of a sudden you feel like a little sparrow and you're just scared of everything.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a reference to how fast life can get, and also like if you get a disease, if you get cancer, for example,
mm-hmm.
how fast you can go from being a big, strong person to just being a little sparrow in a hospital bed, and I've seen that happen, and it's just horrible, so it's kind of a reference to that.
Yeah, is it also possible the other way around? So from sparrow to eagle would also be.
Yeah, of course it is. Of course it is, and that's. I guess that's what happens after a while. I mean, after rain, there's sunshine, they say.
Yeah, and also the press photos, they are made in front of, I don't know, padded animals. It's quite morbid. Is this because of the album title? The reference to that, the birds?
Yeah, a little bit, but I just love being at the photos are taken at the Museum of Natural History in Gothenburg, and I just love being there. I go there all the time and just walk around and watching the stuffed animals, and I don't know why, it's just a soothing area for me, soothing place. I enjoy being there. And so I wanted to record a music video there too, but I couldn't do that. I didn't have time to do that.
Mm-hmm. It's in a museum, isn't it?
Yeah.
The pictures. Mm-hmm. And it's always surfing on the line between melancholy and depression. I don't know. So it's very a hard thing to keep that line and not fall in depression. But I wouldn't say that your music is depressive. So it's
I don't think it
melancholic.
Is.
Melancholic.
Melancholic. It's. I think that my music has a. Even though it's it can seem depressing at times, but like you said, it's more melancholic, and it has sort of a silver lining at the end. It's always, I always try to see some, to find some sort of light, and write about that as well. So it's not all bad, you know. Not all dark.
Yeah. And on this record, the music is said to be even more calm. Just voice and guitar, really minimalistic. Is this to have to focus more on lyrics? So are the lyrics this time even more important than on the last record?
I wouldn't say more important, but I worked more. I think I worked more with the lyrics this time, and they're more. It's the most personal album I've ever recorded. But why it's just me and the guitar mostly is that the last two albums has been with a full band, and it's been, the last album was kind of a rock album, and so I just wanted to do something different, something, a reaction to that, and do the opposite around, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what I usually do. I try to do new things, at least new for me. So this time I recorded the album by myself. I played everything, almost everything on the album, and I recorded it in my own studio, and it was just me and nobody else was there. So I had to really trust my abilities, and which was hard at times. I mean, it's kind of hard to, it's hard to trust yourself sometimes.
And the music fits a bit better to the topics you sing about. So besides this one kind of protest song, you mainly sing about, I don't know, broken hearts, loneliness, and so on. New beginnings. I mean, this is something optimistic.
Yeah.
Yeah. It fits quite good together.
I think so.
Yeah. The song Queen.
I hope it is.
Yeah. The song Queen of Sorrow. I had to think of evolution. I don't know. You sing in one line, only the strong survive and know that we all will die.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, evolution of love, or what is this?
Yeah, I guess evolution of love, evolution of life in the circle of life. You know, just, it's, again, like the reference to the album title, From Eagle to Sparrow. Again, with that thing, like the how fast life can go, and sometimes the people that seems the strongest are the weakest. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if you meet somebody and they're really strong and stuck up seem powerful, they can sometimes be like even weaker than you are.
Mm-hmm.
And then weaker than I am, but like mentally at least.
Mm-hmm.
There's kind of a reference to that.
Yeah. Well, on the other side, you could only read this line as a critique on our society. You know,
social Darwinism.
Mm.
That's what I think is good with music, and that's why I usually don't talk too much about my lyrics, but I like it when people put their own lives into it and their own interpretations.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, what I wrote the lyric about is not really important. It's what you as a listener think of it. It's what you as a listener put into the lyrics. That's what's important, I think. Because I listen a lot to music, and when I hear what the... it happened a few times, like when I heard what the actual song is about, I get disappointed because I put so much more into it, you know. And then it was just about a cat or something.
Yeah, yeah. I see. The song Teaser Gun, I couldn't translate that. What does Teaser Gun mean?
It's a taser gun.
Taser, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, it's a shock pistol, you know, like the police has.
Shock pistol, oh, okay.
Yeah. Like the police uses to tase people.
Yeah, but you use it as a metaphor, more
as a metaphor for I use it as a metaphor for the energy that people that you can get from people, you know, the aura around people.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you get a taste or a shock from a person that you meet because their aura is so powerful.
Yeah, in positive or negative way.
In a positive way.
Positive
way. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, my last questions to the songs. Is the song Full Moon. It's an 8-minute song with only 2 chords. Is this right? I just heard 2 guitar chords.
Yeah.
And how do you manage the song not getting boring? I mean, it's a...
I don't know. Yeah. Something has to happen. I mean, I think that is just the atmosphere of it. And because it is way too long for only, I think it's 4 chords or something like that, but still it's just how you build the song and to make it interesting the whole way, till the end. Like, and I tried my best and some people seem to like it.
Yeah, I really like it. Yeah, yeah. It's really relaxing. I mean,
yeah, it is.
What's your favorite?
On the album,
yeah.
One of my favorite, I think, the last song, "Forget About It."
About it, yeah.
Yeah.
And why?
I don't know. I just
because
like
the last.
Because it's the last. No, no. It's just I like the atmosphere of that song as well, like all the harmony vocals and things at the end of the song. Which I enjoy that.
Okay. So, Christopher, I thank you very much and wish you good luck and fun for the rest of the tour.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.